Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. Recently, parents looking for childcare got big news. The county announced the creation of an additional 181 daycare spaces. With more than 3,000 families on wait lists, it may seem like a drop in the bucket. The new spaces will be in two locations in Port Hope, one in Warkworth and another at the Northumberland Center for Individual Studies in Coburg. Yet for Leslie Patterson, manager of the Early Years Services Program, she said this is a significant step in the right direction. In fact, the county is working towards adding more than 400 spaces by 2026. Patterson said while $10 a day childcare is not a reality in the county, there are some spaces at $12. She also said there continues to be challenges with staffing. A new classification system is being used where registered early childhood educators are hired. Some operators are hiring people with related experience. These are called director approved. It is a way to bridge the gap and address staffing shortages while meeting the demand for spaces. Patterson will explain all of this and more. Have a listen and see how you feel about childcare in Northumberland County. I am so pleased to welcome back Leslie Patterson, manager of Early Years Service Program for Northumberland County. Good to see you again on Consider This Northumberland.
Thank you for having me back.
The County's Social Services Committee endorsed a proposal to create an additional 181 new daycare spaces. Now, I realize there will need to be final approval from County Council. However, I cannot believe this is not good news for families in Northumberland. What can you tell us about this?
This is great news for families in Northumberland. The 181 spaces are currently in development right now. This is part of our access and inclusion, our directed growth strategy plan that we had to implement with the province through the Ministry of Education. So in Northumberland County, we have been allotted 404 new childcare spaces under the Canada-wide Early Learning and Childcare Agreement. So the goal is across Ontario that there'll be 37% access of childcare for children under the age of six. So in Northumberland County, the 404 spaces will put us at the 37% across Northumberland County. So we know there still is a shortfall and we're going to continue to work towards that, but this is a very positive step.
I took this information from the Social Services Committee. You're talking as if it's been approved. Does it still need another phase to go through to get final approval? How do you get to go ahead on these when it hasn't gone before County Council for...
It has gone before County Council. The directed growth plan did go through council. So we have approval to move forward on the 404 spaces as part of our plan. So we continue to bring updates to council about where we are building those spaces.
Thank you. There are 3,000 families on wait lists. The county has experienced a 60% increase in demand for spaces in 2023 alone. This step by the county seems a bit like a drop in the bucket. What is being done to address this larger problem of demand?
Of the 3,000 children on the wait list, approximately half of the family children are for care now, and approximately half are people who are on the wait list who need care in the future. And that's because we know with childcare such high demand, families put their babies on the wait list, sometimes even before they're born. So that's our wait list is that high. We are addressing it through the creation of the 404 spaces. I know that's a small amount, but that is the funding that we're receiving. So if we were to open at this point anymore above the 404 spaces, there would be no operating funding for us to support that. So they would have to be opened as full fee centers to parents. So as of right now, we're concentrating on the 404 spaces created under the Canada-wide Early Learning Plan that will have the funding to support families. And then we will look at future developments.
When you talk about that federal plan, that's the $10 a day daycare plan that we're talking about?
Yes, the Canada-wide Early Learning Child Care. CWELC is our acronym.
Of course, there's an acronym. It's government. How do we get there, though? I mean, I think what you're doing, obviously, people understand or hopefully understand that you're doing the best you can with the resources that you're given. But what is it in terms of the county planning? Because obviously, you work on the 404 spaces and you're going to be implementing these 181. What about after that? Are you planning now and how do you get there so that you meet your 2026 targets and beyond?
We're continuing to work on the plan for the 404 spaces. So that's our immediate direction right now. Those have to be developed by 2026. So that is where we're putting our efforts now.
Sorry, I haven't asked the question properly and I apologize. Okay. I apologize. The 404 spaces that you are working on, can you describe the process by which you bring those online? What are you doing as the county to bring those online? Like, it's not just a snap of the fingers.
Oh, no, it's a long process. So initially, when we brought the plan forward and we were approved, we had how we did the plan is we had to look at various factors. So the factors that we had to do for the plan to look at our priority areas were based on existing capacity, demand, community demographics, projected growth, and socioeconomic factors. So that helped us pick our priority communities. From there, we went out to our communities, mostly our lower tiers and our school board partners were our first ones, and asked, is there any available space that we can use, that we can partner on? Because that's the main thing right now is we need space. We also went to our licensed childcare operators and asked them who was interested in expanding, if they had any spaces that they would look at either at their current site or a future new site. So we kind of did it we did it all in consultation with our community partners, and we really built on where they were at the time. And we're going to continue to do that process. So for these first sites, Ganaraska Child Care Center came forward with the municipality of Port Hope, with two sites that were operating in Port Hope. So the municipality is helping us with the development of those sites. So we're going to be able to renovate those buildings and then rent them through the municipality of Port Hope. But it's a real partnership. The municipality is doing a lot to support this and doing a lot of in-kind things to help.
Just for clarity, that's the Ruth Clark Activity Center and the Canton Hub is those, yes. Those two. Those I also understand you're looking at the YMCA in Warkworth.
Yeah, so the YMCA is going to be the operator of the Canton Child Care Center in Port Hope. So the YMCA will be also operating that one. The YMCA also purchased a building in Warkworth that we will be opening up new spaces. So our Canada-wide early learning funding through the provincial and federal government is supporting the renovations of that space. So that's going to be a new space. And so that will be operated by the YMCA. And then we're also opening 15 spaces at CIS in Coburg. And that's going to be a family age grouping space. And the YMCA is also the operator of those. And we're already working on looking at future needs with other community partners, other licensed partners, and other agency. So even though those 181 are in development, we're already looking to what the next phase is going to be.
Why are these initiatives significant within the context of the communities that they will be serving?
Childcare is important for families to have their children in a safe, quality program so they can go to work or go to school. So it supports our economic development. It also supports the well-being of children. We know the sooner that they are participating in early years programs is better for their future development. So it's very important to our communities to have these child care centers.
I'm sorry, I'm having a bad day today. So you're going to forgive me. I thought these were clear, and I'm realizing that I'm not quite going where I want to go. So forgive me. Please
That's
forgive
me.
Thank you. What I was trying to ask you was, why Port Hope? Why Warkworth? Why Coburg again? What about Brighton? What about Campbellford? What about Bewdley? Why these three communities? What is it about them? I mean, do they have a higher demand than elsewhere? Or is there something special? Or is it just they had the space and they have the people that they can partner with? What are those factors that are going in to decide these are the places that we need? Because I'm sure that there's a demand everywhere.
Well, yes, the county does recognize that all communities in Northumberland have unique needs and demands relating to childcare. These three locations were identified in our county's directed growth plan, so we had to make a priority neighborhoods. So these three are our top three priority neighborhoods. And also that there was a willingness for partners to come on board. So the municipality Port Hope came forward with two locations, which really helped. That's part of what we're doing too, is where is there available space? So we might have the priority areas, but we also need the space that we can renovate. So it's kind of a balancing act between both. And we are, our future expansion, we are continuing to look at the other areas in Northumberland County. So again, this is the beginning steps, and we are looking at further development. For example, Brighton, again, is one of our another high areas. So we have added 10 infant spaces, but we are looking to that area for more spaces. But all of our communities have unique needs. And as we continue to grow, we're looking to see where we can expand. Licensed home childcare is also expanding, which is part of the 404 spaces. And we have licensed home childcare in every lower tier community municipality, our member municipalities in Northumberland. So it's a combination of licensed center based, our licensed family age grouping, which is for 15 children. We're really focusing on those on 0 to 5, which are really good for our rural, more rural communities. And then licensed home childcare, which we can get out into every space of Northumberland. So it's really a tiered process. And it really is the community working together. And again, it's willingness of operators to do these renovations and take on these new responsibilities. And it's also the willingness of community partners to offer space. So it really is a partnership between all of us.
Earlier this month, you presented a report to county politicians regarding the 2024 service plan. One of the key issues identified in the report is the implementation of the $10 a day daycare. Can you update listeners as to the status of this in Northumberland?
Currently, 100% of our nonprofit childcare operators are a part of the Canada-wide Early Learning and Childcare Program. So for children 0 to 5 in those programs, families are receiving a 52.75% reduction in fees. The rest of the other portion of the fees are supported through the CWELC funding. So we are continuing to roll that out. That is the first phase. We know that there are future reductions coming to families. So that's currently where we are with that. Part of CWELC funding is also increased compensation for early childhood educators. So that we rolled out another compensation piece this January 2 to support our early childhood educators. So now that the focus is really turning to supporting the center. So we know that currently some of the funding maybe is falling short, but I think the province priority was starting to roll out some of those reductions right away to families. So now they are turning their focus towards supporting the operators. So the province is working on a new funding model, which we're eagerly anticipating, that we hope will really support the viability of CWELC operators ongoing.
Is anybody paying $10 a day for daycare in Northumberland?
There are right now, the right now in 2024, it's a $12. We have a $12 cap. So I think the further cap will go down sooner. So we do have some families that are at the $12. So that's, as they're phasing it in, that's the first phase was $12. Those are mostly more our nursery school spaces, so the half day programs. With the further reduction, though, we do see some families who'll keep reaching it. I don't know what the new base will be. It's $12 right now, and it is going to be an average of $10. That's what the province says. So I think in some communities, maybe they will reach $10, while some communities may not, but it will be an average of $10 across the province.
A lot of this depends on money, and I know there are a lot of numbers, but can you tell us, what does this mean locally? Will parents end up paying more, or will the county end up paying more? Are taxpayers going to end up paying more? Where's this money all going to come from?
The money to support this program is federal money through the Canada-wide Early Learning Program. That is what's supporting these changes right now. Plus some of our provincial funding, they're going to roll into the program. So they're making changes to our funding model. Right now we have many pockets of funding from many different sources. And for 0 to 5, they're trying to consolidate that for the Canada-wide Early Learning Programs. So most of the funding comes from there. We do have levy contributions that are required. And also we do have some levy contributions that are above the required amount because our council is very good at supporting early learning and childcare initiatives. So the funding is coming from the provincial government and the federal government and our county. Right now we haven't required an increase in any of our levy for the last few years for early learning and childcare. We've been able to work within our funding buckets to be able to offer services. So we're hoping to continue that. Again, we're awaiting the new funding model and see what that brings.
You alluded to this earlier, but I want to come back to it. And I know you are a very passionate supporter of the people who work in these daycare centers. What trends are you seeing when it comes to the hiring of people who work in daycares in Northumberland? I understand there's something now called director approved versus registered early childhood educators. I wonder if you could explain to us, what does that mean in terms of care?
As there is a shortage of early childhood educators in Northumberland and across the province, there is such a thing called a director approved person. This has been in place for quite a few years, long before CWELC. So director approved means, for example, every room has to have at least one registered ECE in the room. Different age groups might have different, but if you're looking at a preschool room, one of the two educators in the room has to be a registered ECE. If for some reason there isn't an REC, you have to prove that you've tried to find. REC is registered early childhood educator, another acronym. if you can prove that you couldn't recruit someone, then if someone else with different qualifications might get director approval. So it might be someone with a child and youth diploma, or it might be a retired teacher, or it might be somebody with a PSW. So they have to have some credentials usually to get that director approval. And that comes from the ministry as you're ongoing trying to find early childhood educators, and even encourage people who don't have it to maybe take the course. Like there's online options, there's different ways people can receive their RECE through while they're working. So we also do support that in Northumberland County.
One of the things, though, that has been a hallmark of daycare centers has been having qualified staff that almost, you know, guarantee, but I know that's maybe a strong word, but ensure that there are high level and high standards when you're leaving your child. Is this director approved approach diminishing that standard?
I think when they look at the director approved, they do look that the person has other qualifications. And then we do encourage continued training. We offer a lot of professional development opportunities here in Northumberland County, which support the growth of educators. So while some may not have their ECE, we are supporting them with learning and growing and developing and learning, like how does learning happens, our pedagogy. So we really support training in that. We do a lot of training, and some training's mandatory that we say to certain centers or people that they need to attend. Some is just voluntary. So we offer a little bit of everything to our community, and the communities, we have a community that's very engaged, very committed. Our professional development opportunities are always well attended. So we're continuing that. Yes. We're also continuing to really promote registered ECEs, trying to bring more ECEs to Northumberland. We're working on a recruitment and retention plan. This summer, for example, we're offering an early years, it's called EYEI, Early Years Employment Initiative. There we go. See an acronym. I have to remember the words to it. So we have Ontario Works participants and people from employment programs and maybe high school students who take a 6-week program. The first 2 weeks, they participate in classroom activities where they learn about how does learning happen. They get their certificates, like their food handlers, their first aid and CPR. It's in together in partnership with Wattens and Fleming College. So we do these 2 weeks. So when they go in for the 4 weeks, this is all paid for the 6 weeks. When they go in to do their 4 week placement, they already have some skills and some idea of what it's going to be in a childcare. Part of their 2 week classes is also we bring in people from early on, from childcare. We bring in a cook. We bring in all the different things you can do in a childcare early learning world to show them you don't even have to be an REC. You could be something else and wonderful and help to develop our children in our community. So we do that. They participate and we've had great success the last 2 years of many participants going on either to work in a licensed childcare or to actually obtain their REC.
With so many balls in the air for the county to juggle in your portfolio, and this is a complex set of issues. Many people may not understand or appreciate the process of creating and managing daycare in Northumberland. What do you want listeners to understand to help them appreciate what parents are going through in this area of our community?
We know that there is a shortfall of childcare spaces in Northumberland and across Ontario. We are working very hard, very diligently, our whole team, our community partners, our school boards, our member municipalities. We're all working at looking at ways where we can support the growth of childcare. As with everything, there are financial restrictions or guidelines that we need to follow. So right now, that is that concentration of the 404 spaces where we are receiving funding to support CWELC. After, as you mentioned, after that, we need to keep looking at where we can expand. If we expand beyond those 404 spaces for the children 0 to 5, as of right now, there would be no funding to support that. So if an operator did open a center, and some operators are not opting into CWELC. So if an operator doesn't opt into CWELC, or if we expand past our 404, parents would have to pay full fees for those spaces. And because there is such a shortfall of spaces, there are families who are paying the full fees and willing and able to. So it's a continuous spectrum. We really look at licensed home childcare. We know that many families can't access licensed home childcare or licensed center-based care, and they're looking at other alternatives. So we try to offer programs that are early on child and family centers where caregivers or grandparents or other people who are looking after children who aren't in a licensed program can come and enjoy programs that are based on our How Does Learning Happen, and they can connect with our special needs resourcing program. They can connect with the health unit. They can connect with other people and discuss about their child's development. So even if families aren't able to access licensed childcare, we're trying to offer them programs and services where they can still receive some of those supports. We think that's really important in the interim. So if a family is using unlicensed care, there are options where they can still receive. And some unlicensed care, like licensed care, there's great and everything. So how do we work as a community to support the growth of our children and families? So we look at it as a whole spectrum, and how can we all work together in that spectrum?
It's interesting you mentioned special needs, because another area that was addressed in the report is the sufficient resources for special needs children. Can you explain what challenges you face and how you're trying to address that?
Currently, we are working within our budget for special needs resourcing, and we do not have a wait list. We have a great special needs resourcing provider. That's just five Counties Children's Center, and we really work in partnership with them. So they support the childcare operators with guidance programs to support the little people in their programs who may have some special rights. So either we offer some enhanced support, so that it might be an extra educator in the room to support the room if they're a child with needs. If sometimes there isn't a child with identified needs, but there still are things they want to work on and look at to support the quality of their program, the special needs resourcing consultants will also offer suggestions and provide training for that. So it is growing the demand, though. We have seen an increased demand, and we are advocating to the province that we need to increase those supports, especially with bringing on new sites. We do foresee maybe a challenge as we open the new 181 spaces, because CWELC do not come with increased funding to support those new spaces. So even though right now we're not at a wait list, we're pretty much at capacity. So hopefully the new funding model and the way forward will provide us with supports to keep increasing our special needs resourcing, because children need that. The earlier we can support families and children, the better success they have in the future. And that's been well proven. So we're advocating to make sure those resources are still going to be there.
Leslie Patterson, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
You're welcome.
That was Leslie Patterson, the manager of the Early Years Services Program for Northumberland County. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.